Blog Talk Radio. shout with me right now. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. Amen. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Come on and show glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Enter to his gates right now with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name with me this day. For the Lord is good. Amen. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Come on, everybody, shout glory. Hallelujah. Give God our praise and glory. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your daughters and sons, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 1:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ and the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Matthew 7:21, out of the love you have placed in our heart for you, Lord, create in us right now a clean heart, a broken and a contrite heart, oh God, a right heart, a repentant in all our ways. Amen. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. But with man the flesh, it shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something on the shelf, but we come to you out of the intimate relationship, the intimate love relationship that we have with you. And we thank you, Lord God, for your love, that you loved us so much. You sent your only begotten Son to save us, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome, everybody, to the shop. Mm-hmm. Give God all praise, glory, and shout. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for everyone that's here on today and all that purpose their heart to be here. I know sometimes it's a struggle just to get in, but if you just press on in, hallelujah, and come on in, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, taking the time out to give God all praise, glory, and honor, glory and honor in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Go ahead, cousin, hallelujah. Cousin Brenda Gale, open up your mouth and shout, give God all praise, glory, and honor, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This
yes,
is the
Lord.
God has made, and I will, I must, I shall, I choose to rejoice.
Yes.
And be joined. Hallelujah. I'm here with my mom this afternoon, and I thank God for her, keeping her. And
yes, Lord.
Protecting her and strengthening her. And
amen.
I pray strength for myself, more patience, more love, more empathy.
Yes.
Just be a better person. Just be a better person. To God be the glory. I just bless your name, Jesus. Say hallelujah,
yes,
Mother.
Lord.
Hallelujah, Tabernacle.
Hallelujah. Yeah. We thank God for you, Auntie Ruth, and may to hear your voice. Amen. One more time. I thank God for you, Cousin Brenda Gale. It is my prayer that God will continue to bless you with supernatural strength, supernatural blessings and favor in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that God will, hallelujah, increase you in good health. Amen. Hallelujah. That the glory of the Lord be upon you and in you all the days of your life and all that you're concerned about in love. I pray right now, Father God, for your breakthrough in the heaven right now. Hallelujah. That you will pour out blessed upon our home and all that you love and concerned about, oh Lord, to overflow, and that you walk into your overflow of blessings right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your faithfulness, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the life of your children. And we just want to say thank you, and we love you. We love you, Auntie Ruth and May. We thank God for you being on the show today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. As we can see, many people are not on today, but we just thank God for the few, for the couple. Amen. For the Bible says, well, there are two or more gathering in his name, touching and agreeing. There I am in the midst. So, Father God, we thank you for being in the midst right now. We thank you that even right now, you're moving in the life of your children, Father God, that you're divinely intervening and turning it all around for their good, for our good. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for the one more time. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you didn't have to do it, but you did. I want to talk a little bit about today, everyone. fresh start. You know, some of us need a fresh start. We're praying for a new beginning, a fresh start. The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. See, some of the most surprising news about God's presence is that he does more than fix you up the best. I mean, amen. He can and send you on your way. See, somehow he makes you brand new. Hallelujah. Shout right now for the newness. Amen. That you're a new woman in Christ, a new man in Christ. Amen. See, his offer of new life is one of the few truly fresh starts you can ever experience. Amen. See, sure, he doesn't delete the consequences that still have to be battled through, but he does have the power to change your heart and help you manage those consequences. Amen. Ask him to make you new right now. Ask him to make you new and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says in Colossians 3 and 10, you have begun to live the new life in which you are being made new and are becoming like the one who made you. Amen. That's enough to shout right now, right where you are. Amen. See, God's working. Your life doesn't simply make you a better person. It makes you more like him. Amen. That's really true of any loving relationship. See, the more you focus on another person and interact with him or her, the more you pick up that person's habits and interests. See, in the same way, but even more because of the work of the Spirit, as you focus on God and interact with him, his nature is recovered in your life. Amen. That's the reason to shout today, glory, hallelujah, because that is my prayer. And I do that believe that's the prayer of every believer, to be more like Christ. Amen. To walk and live a life according to the will and the purpose that God has for your life, knowing that you're in the right place with God. Amen. See, you can't make yourself righteous. We are only righteous through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for righteousness right now, that we can decree and declare that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for the right now. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are on time, God, that you're moving right now. And we just want to say thank you. I want to lift up those that are normally on the shout at this time with us. I'm not sure where they are today, but I believe and trust God that everything is already all right with each one. I lift up Evangelist Kimberly Redford right there and her family, Evangelist Darvina Dudley and her family, my mother Kara Dillon and her family, Doretha Jones and her family, Sister Connie Northern and her family, and everyone else that's normally on the shout with us. We lift you up right now. We touch and agree right now that everything is already all right, asking God to move mighty concerning you and your situations. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray for divine help and healing for all, for the God, that it will spring forth speedily right now, that there will be no more delays, that all will be healed, delivered, and set free. Amen. That you'll remove every delay to our blessing, to our healing, oh God, to our deliverance right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and provision. We confess and repent our sins right now, all of our sins, known and unknown sins, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree that every word that come out of our mouth as we pray today must be fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Father God, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we bind and rebuke any demon that tries to steal our finances and support us that you, Lord God, has given us. And we command you, demons, to let go of our finances right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Release all of them right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Devil, we command you to let go of our finances and support right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we bind and rebuke any demon that would have tried to come against our support and possession in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we now proclaim and declare to you, devil, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Yeshua, that you must now restore to us all that you have stolen from us, including our health, our strength, our relationship, our finance, our possession, our property, and everything else in the name of Jesus Christ. We know that you are behind all of this because it is written in John 10 and 10 that the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Living Father God, we're not asking you for any of this because you have already given it to us. We do ask, though, hallelujah, for you to please us to dispatch your holy angels to go and make sure that the devil returns everything that he and his demons have stolen from us. Please bring it back right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that right now that we're being restored. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we receive the anointing of restoration right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in our bodies, in our mind, in our strength, amen, in our finance, in our relationships, amen, in our ministry, in our businesses, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command total restoration of all things seen that we have lost in Jesus' name. We retrieve back from the hands of the enemy any of our possessions that we unknowingly misplaced in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We uproot and destroy for our life every obstacle to our miracles. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break in pieces every horn, scattering our blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we destroy every hedge that the enemy has put over our blessings to prevent us from receiving them in the name of Jesus Christ in this lifetime. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all, it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Today, you all, I want to talk a little about a few things here before we wrap it here on the shout. Amen. Just trusting God. You know, we never know what one is truly going through unless they tell us about it, unless they reveal it to us. And see, sometimes we don't reveal everything because we can't trust everybody. And the Bible says, don't cast your pearls among swine, but knowing the right time and just trusting God in everything and understanding your God is in control. The Bible says in Psalm 37:3, trust in the Lord and do good. See, trust that God has everything under control. Just obey and do good, everyone. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in the trying to make things happen. Don't get caught up in solving problems according to the ways of the world. Remain faithful, righteous, and steadfast. See, he will take care of the rest. Amen. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him also, and he will do it. According to scripture in Psalm 37:5, amen. The Bible says in Psalm 37:7-16, you are rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of those who prosper in their way. Better is a little that the righteous has than the abundance of many wicked. See, a lot of times we're moving instead of waiting, and we're waiting instead of moving. So make sure that we're receiving divine directions from our Heavenly Father so that we'll go when we're supposed to go and we'll wait when we're supposed to be waiting. Amen? Because either way, we miss out. If we leave too soon, we miss out. If we stay too long, we miss out. Amen? So just trusting God in everything and knowing that God is in control. And if God said it, it shall be done, and it'll all work out for your good. The Bible said that all things work together for the good for those who are called by the Lord and according to his purpose, amen, that love the Lord. So just remember, just trust God and know that he is in control, amen, and rest in the Lord, you all. Relax, take it easy, stop being so nervous, don't make minor stuff major, you all. Rest and wait patiently because God is going to do something, amen. Do not worry and get anxious. Sometimes we get discouraged when we see what seems to be breakthrough and prosperity all around us, and sometimes it seems like we don't have all we need, but we need to trust in the word of God and trust in that God is more than enough. He's more than we could ever ask for. Amen. See, God can bless a little. Amen. God can bless a little. See, in the miracle of the 5 loaves and 2 fish in the book of John 6, God did more with a few loaves of bread and a couple of fish than any of us would have imagined. His blessings on the little bit of food increased it, and it became enough to feed 5,000 people. See, when you get a little, bless it. It's going to go farther than if you had more. As I said before, with the blessings comes increase. When God blesses, increase comes. Amen. See, God is not limited by how small something is. Start blessing what you have in your hands. Don't try to figure out how it's going to work. You can have a lot of money, and it can leave your hands too if you're not living right. See, this is why wisdom can boast that its fruit is better than fine gold and the choice of silver. See, some people get stuck on the treasure and not the one who gives and takes away, who blesses and curses. See, when you walk in the favor and blessing of the Lord, you don't ever need to worry about money. You will always have more than enough. Amen. You will always have more than enough. You just have to trust God. You just trust God. Do good. Follow his wisdom. The promise of Psalm 112 is yours. The promise of Psalm 112 is yours. I want you to decree and declare today, declaration of unwavering trust, to decree and declare over your life right now, if you would please with me. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that I am unshakable. Come on, say it with me, that I am unshakable. I will not be moved. I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the power of his name, my heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. My heart is established. I will not be afraid because I trust in the Lord. I will see triumph over my enemies because I trust in the Lord. I do not fear evil tidings. I trust in the Lord and remain faithful to the path he has placed me on. Amen. I trust in the Lord and do good. I will dwell in the land and practice faithfulness, amen, because I commit my way to the Lord, amen, because I trust in him. He will bring his promises to pass in my life, amen. I rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. I serve the God of more than enough. Therefore, God will bless what little I have in my hand. Right now, today, in the name of Jesus Christ, I will not be shaken by heat, drought, or famine. I will flourish and be satisfied. I will not be ashamed. I delight myself in the abundance of peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Somebody say, thank you, Lord God, for all that you blessed me with. Thank you, Lord God, that you're more than enough. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this day cold in my right mind. Thank you, Lord God, it's you that have set me on the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Thank you, Lord God, for saving my mother, brothers, sisters, cousins, nieces, nephews, children, and all, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God. I can't thank you enough. Even if I had 1,000 tons of peace, I still couldn't thank you enough. In the name of Jesus Christ, will you just thank him today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, can you thank him right now? Will you thank him when it don't look like it's going to work out for your good? Will you thank him? Know that he that goes before you preparing the way, amen, that you're already victorious in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wait, I say. Well, the Bible tells us to wait. As we talk about waiting on God and trusting God, the Bible says in Psalm 31 and 20, be strong and let your heart take courage. Oh, you who wait for the Lord. See, God waits for you. Yes, amen. Amen. God waits for you. God waits for you. You are the precious fruit of the earth. And like a farmer waits for the harvest, God is waiting for you. Imagine what it must be like for him to wait for you to grow, building trust and confidence in him and him alone, knowing that God is in control right now and forevermore. He offers you spiritual food and water, believing you will take root and become strong and confident in his word and in your relationship with him, and to him your well worth the wait. Amen. Knowing that God is waiting on you. Hallelujah. The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 25 says, if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. And see, waiting eventually produces blessing after a time of transition. I'm going to say that again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Waiting eventually produces blessing after a time of transition. See, consider a woman in labor awaiting the birth of her baby. She's not sitting still. She's experiencing active labor. She's working hard through transition. Amen. How exciting to know that what you ask God for is on its way. Amen. As God works behind the scenes to bring about everything you're waiting for, your faith is at work preparing for the arrival of his blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just so grateful, you all. I'm in a place of gratefulness. Hallelujah. Will you get there and stay there just being grateful? I don't have time to be complaining. I don't have time to worry. I don't have time to be in fear. I don't have time to be depressed or oppressed. I'm in a place of just being grateful, knowing that God is with me every step of the way, every breath that I take and every beat of my heart, knowing that he is with me. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't just be talking just to be talking. I'm talking because I am a witness. Amen. I'm a servant of God. God. And I just rejoice in the hearing and the calling on his name. Amen. When you come on to shout that we shout, just thanking God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do. Amen. Because we believe and we trust God, knowing that God is in control, even when we are out of control, even when we don't know what to say. Amen. Even when we feel like, hallelujah, we've come to the end, but God is still in control. Can we decree and declare right now as we wrap up the last few minutes of the shout today? I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that I am, that we are God's children, and for we are born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We are forgiven of all our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. We are new creatures in Christ. Amen. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom. We are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. We are blessed in our going out and coming in. Amen. We are blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are a saint. Amen. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. Amen. We are holy and without blame before him in love. We are the elect of God and we are established to the end. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're made near to our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are set free. Amen. And we are free indeed. We are strong in the Lord our God. We are dead to sin and we are more than conquered through Christ Jesus. We are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. We are in Christ and he is in us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are accepted in the beloved. Amen. We are complete in him and crucified with Christ. We are alive with Christ. Hallelujah. And we are free from condemnation. Thank you, Jesus. And we are reconciled to God. Glory to God. And we are qualified to share in his inheritance. And we receive it right now. We are firmly rooted, built up, established in our faith and overflow with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, you all. As we wrap up the last couple of minutes here, I thank you, Auntie Ruth DeMay and Cousin Brenda Gale, for being on today with me here on the shout. Amen. And I just thank God again for all he is doing for us and those that we love and concerned about. God bless you. God keep you. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray that we come together, that we're saved. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you. God keep you. Remember, we're back here tomorrow at 6 p.m. here on The Shout. And we're preparing for the month of May, you all. It's harvest time. We'll be in prayer May 1st to May 31st, praying at midnight each night. So you all want to join us, prepare your mind for the time of fasting and prayer, trusting God for the harvest. Amen. All that you have planted is time to reap. Time to pluck up. As we know, there's a time to plant and there's a time to pluck up. So we're going to reap that harvest. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. I love you and I thank God for you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all. want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine?